Greetings, Master. I'm Lala of the Maret, daughter of the great Al-Maswada, king of the Jinn. I was born to this land by the magic of the great Persian sorcerer Musa ibn Khayrat, who sought to tame the Jinn and... Master? Master? Are you all right? Oh, good. I was afraid I might have surprised you to death. It has been known to happen. It's been 200 years since someone last possessed my lamp, Master. I was afraid I'd sit on that shelf in that old building for eternity. I'll be honest, I thought I'd never have my lamp erupt again. You have no idea how much I've needed my lamp erupt, Master. Well, of course you're surprised. Finding a genie is always a surprise. But most jinn are male. Thankfully, you got me. One of the prettiest, adventurous, and fun genies of them all. I'll do anything to please my master. Anything. Now, Master, by the laws that bind the jinn, I must speak my charge. As the master of my lamp, I shall grant you 3 wishes. They can be for anything you wish, but I cannot grant you love, raise the dead, or grant you more wishes. Beyond those restrictions, Master, you may wish for anything your heart desires. Anything. Yes, anything, Master. I'm the genie of the lamp. The jinn have powers that allow us to make your every dream and fantasy come true. That would be why most of us are sealed away. Our powers make us dangerous. But I'm not dangerous, Master. I'm just a pretty girl who wants to please her master. I've been trapped in that lamp for so long. That's why I'm willing to do anything for you. Yes, Master, you can make your wish now. So, Master, what is your wish? Money? You wished for money, Master? Very well, Master. A great deal of money is no use. I'm afraid I don't know much about money in these times. The last time I was summoned, most of the money was made of metal. I hope gold will do. You'll find it buried in your yard, just like the Romans used to do. Yes, Master. It's safe. You won't have any problems. I'm not a trickster like some jinn. I'm here to please my master. You know, Master, I saw you come and pick up my lamp while working to tear down that building. I saw you and thought, here's a big handsome man who can see something and know it's worth taking. And so you picked up my lamp. And you got me, and I just knew I had to do a good job for you. So I prepared. Do you like my clothing, Master? It's the traditional harem garb of the sultan's concubines from the old Turkish Empire. Those concubines were trained in all these sorts of conversation and intimacy. But, Master, they had nothing on what the jinn are trained to do. Do you think it looks good on me, Master? Thank you, Master. I bet a man like you knows exactly what he wants. Remember, Master, I'll give you anything you wish, no matter how nasty or evil. I just want to give you pleasure with my ability to please you. Now, did you want to make your second wish? Wait. You're wishing for a boat? You want a boat? Oh, that specific boat in the picture. Really? Very well, master. You are now the owner of a large boat. It's at the local place they keep boats for people. They have the ownership papers for you. You'll have to go there to get it. Aren't you excited? Yes, master. You may make your last wish. You know that you don't only have to wish for objects and money. There are things I can do for you personally. I have the power of the djinn. As the daughter of the king of the Mara djinn, I have been trained in the arts of service beyond what any human could ever imagine. I can fulfill fantasies and dreams and grant you things most humans could never even think of. All of those things could be yours, master. All of them. No, master. You should make your last wish. I'm sorry, master. I didn't hear your entire wish. I don't know what happened. You'll need to make it again. But before you do, I need to remind you that I have been in that lamp for 200 years. Look at me and think about what I've said. And oh, maybe I should tell you that an angry djinn is likely to completely twist your wish and turn it into your worst nightmare. Apparently, men haven't gotten any smarter in the past 2 centuries. I'm going to get in trouble for saying this because djinn are not allowed to ask their masters for wishes. But have you considered that maybe a djinn might have gotten ridiculously horny while sitting alone in a lamp for 200 years, and maybe a master would be smart to do something about it? Oh, now you want to wish for sex. No, I'm not going to grant it. A girl likes to feel wanted, and I don't feel wanted. I dressed like a harem whore and practically threw myself at you, and all you wanted was money and boats. What are you doing? Stop touching me. How dare you touch the daughter of... That's nice. Really? You were afraid to wish for sex with me because you were afraid of what I might do? I guess I am dangerous. That's so cute, master. Master, touching the breast of the daughter of the king of the Mara djinn is terribly naughty. If you were in the harem, you'd be having your hands chopped off right now, you know. Why did you move your hand? We are not in a harem, silly. You're here with me, alone, master. There are no eunuchs to stop you. Yes, master, touch me. Oh, master. It's been so long since I've been kissed. You're pressing so tightly against me. I guess my harem clothes excited you after all. You're already stiff. Oh, very stiff. Do you like my hands pressing against it? Yes? and I think you'll like it even more when I show you the training of the djinn. Did you ever think you'd see a genie on her knees in front of her master? Well, I suppose you wouldn't have if you never expected to see a djinn either. Master, do you wish for me to put it in my mouth? Your wish is granted, Master. You're so stiff. So stiff in my mouth. Oh yes. Put your hands in my hair. I miss this, Master. I have to obey my master, but when I'm putting a cock in my mouth, my master is my slave. Isn't that funny? Oh, you're getting eager, aren't you? Maybe you want to put it somewhere else, master. Do you wish to fuck me? Yes, master, I'll grant your wish. Let me stand and bend over. I want you to take your genie from behind. Pull down my harem pants and fuck me, master. Master, your hands are so eager. Yes, put it in. Oh, by the maker, it's been too long. Yes, master. Fuck me. You're much better than my last master. He was an old man who wanted to become something called a president. But he wasted his last wish on a wheel of cheese. Cheese! I made sure it was good cheese, but what a stupid wish. Oh, it's been so long. Your cock feels so good, master. Do you want to come inside me? Oh, you're so naughty. Should I tell you what they do to men who came inside me? We were in the harem. Oh, master, so rough. Oh, yes, fuck me. I'm so close. Oh, please, master. I want to come. Do you wish for me to come? Say it, master, say it. Yes, master, I grant your wish. Master. Did you really just wish for me to come? That's so sweet. You wasted your last wish on me, and it worked too. You're pretty good for a human. Really, master? You want to keep my lamp? But you're out of wishes. Why would you keep my lamp? No one ever keeps my lamp. Oh, master, and I thought you were an idiot. Keeping my lamp around so we can fuck? That's very naughty. You know, I think I'll grant you one more wish to make up for wasting your last wish on me. Sometimes they let us do that when humans please us. You better make it a good one, though. Remember, you don't only have to wish for things. Your wishes can fulfill any of your greatest fantasies. You know I'll do anything for my master.